Just want to share another Bible reading with you this morning, and it comes from John chapter 17, Gospel of John 17, verses 20 to 26. It's entitled Jesus Prays for All Believers. So starting at verse 20. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. May God add his blessing to the reading of this word. Would the kids like to come up the front this morning, please? And we'll just before you go out to Sunday school. Now, Jesus prayed that we would know God the Father just as Jesus knew him. And I just read that in the Bible, didn't I? And it says, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. So Jesus wants us be part of his family. He doesn't want us to be part to be servants to serve him. He actually wants us to be his sons and daughters. He wants us to actually have a really close connection to him and be part of his family. And so when we're part of his family, we have the opportunity of beginning to understand how God thinks and what's important to him. Now, I just wonder this morning, what sort of things are important to you? Can you think of anything that's really important to you? Do you have any ideas up there? What was that? Family, right. Has anybody else got any ideas? Like, what? Friends, right. You got anything that's really, really important to you? Playing. Playing, right. So it's important to have a bit of recreation time, isn't it? And anything else that's important to you guys? No. Anybody else? Yep. Do you want to come up here and speak to the microphone? They can hear you. God is important to you. Yep. That's really good. Anything else? Food. Yes, I think that's very important to me. Yep. The country that you come from. Yes, it is. You got anything? Any other? Education, right?
Yep.
There's lots of things there that are important to us. Now, those are important things to us. What do you think might be important to God? Ourselves. I think that that probably is one of the most important things that God thinks is important to Him, is us. Do you know why we might think that we're important to Him? What's coming up? What's the holiday? Easter. And what happened to Easter? He rose again. Yes. And before He rose again, He had to die. Jesus had to die, didn't He? And He died for who?
Us.
Yeah. So I think we must be pretty important to God, right? Now, if we think about in the Old Testament, there's the Ten Commandments. And those things are important to God as well. And they talk about being honest, putting God first, loving one another, don't they? And things like that too. So all those sort of things are important to God. Right. You think that we can pray now this morning and just thank God that He wants us to be part of His family, that we're actually important to Him? Would you like to do that this morning? Do you think that would be a good idea? Right. Do you want me to pray for that? Or do one of you guys want to pray? You want me to pray? Right, that's right. And the other thing is, we could ask Him to help us do the things that are important to Him, like respecting other people, loving the other people who are our neighbours, isn't it? And by doing that, we can show that we love God too, and that we value the things that are important to Him. So let's pray. Dear Father, we thank You that You have shown Your love for us, that You consider us to be important, so important that You died for us, and not only that, You want to include us in Your family. As part of that special relationship, Lord Jesus, that You have with the Father and the Spirit, and that You would help us to understand the meaning of that relationship each day of our lives. We just ask that You will be with the children as they go out to Sunday school now, and that You will bless them and their teachers. In Jesus' name, amen.